Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Trying to flee the reach of the U.S. Marshals, you are truly running on empty. That's how I was trying to work Jackson Brown.
I think you worked it in.
7:36 is the time. Speaking of the aforementioned U.S. Marshals from the District of New Hampshire, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream, as always.
Peter, how was your vacation?
He had a day off a couple weeks ago.
No, he was talking about you.
You know, I'm just thinking Patrick was out, so I figured that was your vacation, Peter. You're all set.
Pretty much.
It's a good break.
Yeah. I know.
It does go both ways. We know that,
he
right?
He did. Peter did escape my madness for 3 days.
Well, yeah, I know. Not enough. You know, I actually saw, I saw that the U.S. Marshals, there's a different aspect to your job that I was unaware of. The shooting, tragic shooting, down in, what was it, New Jersey, where the attorney trying to shoot the federal judge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And either unintentionally or intentionally, whatever, killed her son and wounded her husband. The U.S. Correct. Marshals were leading the investigation on that. And I'm like,
One of our primary duties is protecting the courts and the court's family, which includes, obviously, members of the judiciary and their family. And where this definitely took a turn was, you know, obviously this was another attorney that is alleged to have committed the crime. So it definitely kind of went full circle. And protection is very important. So, you know, we are the people that if there is a threat against the judge, we are the ones that are going to protect them 24/7. So,
wow. Yeah, see, I don't think most people get that. They know, I think, through this show that you are an extension of the court, you know, the enforcement aspect of the court, but not that, you know, you're now lead investigator in this particular case or security. I don't think people know that.
Yeah, there's and that's one of the reasons I always say it. I love the U.S. Marshal Service because of the variety of missions that we do have. Everything from, you know, serving warrants, which is the top of my game and what
right.
I love
right.
the most. But obviously, we transport prisoners. We produce prisoners in court. We serve summonses, subpoenas to people in the public that need to come to court. We protect members of the judiciary. We transport prisoners around the country and around the world. We operate the witness protection program that everybody sees in the movies, the witness security program.
Right.
So there's a lot of different aspects. We seize assets. If DEA has a big case and they decide they're going to seize multiple houses, well, they personally don't hold on to those houses. That comes to the U.S. Marshal Service. We manage those properties until they're forfeited, and if they need to be auctioned, we auction them off. A lot of different things, and that's, like I said, there's so many different facets to this agency. It is the oldest agency in the country. It was from 1789, so it's been around a long time, so it's pretty diverse.
I assume you handle WITPRO better than they do in the movies, because it's a joke in the movies. They always find the people they're looking for.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. The only time that happens is when the person basically voluntarily leaves. But nobody in the program has ever been found or killed. So
didn't he play?
I think so. I think
U.S. Marshal who was protecting somebody. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of those great movies.
Probably didn't do you any favors in that one.
The entertainment factor is always high. They go, "Oh, that's just like not what we do."
Yeah. Okay.
Not even close. But
yeah, we
draw.
Never see. And U.S. Marshal consultant Jeff White. Yeah, we don't see that at the end of the movies.
No, it definitely does not happen. But that's okay. That's okay. It's good to have that theatrical role and just let it play out the way it is. Some of these things need to stay hidden, and we're not going to divulge anything as far as the witness protection program goes. It exists.
All right. Now,
what it is.
Last quick question before we talk about the future of the week. You talk about transporting prisoners. The sheriff's departments also transport prisoners. Do they only do like superior court and lower court, and you do federal court? I mean, is that the line of demarcation?
Well, what happens a lot of times is, yes, we transport the federal prisoners. They generally transport their county and state, but we have contracted jail facilities in the state of New Hampshire that we utilize. And some of those counties actually provide the service of not just housing them, but transporting them to and from court for us.
I got you. Okay.
So it's paid for by us, but if it is, you know, a high-threat move or something like that, then we are doing it.
Okay. All right. So before we get to the future of the week, we did have a capture.
We had a couple of interesting captures. The first one was obviously last week's Future of the Week. Some people could be embarrassed by this.
Yep.
I'm not. Donald Fraze Jr., he was located at the Essex County Jail. I received a couple of phone calls from family members of Mr. Fraze, which we always encourage. Family, friends, give us a call, let us know what you know. They called and said, Mr. Fraze has been in custody at the Essex County Jail for about 2 or 3 months. We had no idea. That highlights the
fact that boggles my mind that there's not some big list somewhere.
There isn't.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the frustration that we have over and over again. There's no centralized database that I can put in Mr. Fraze's name and find out that, oh, he's just over the border in Massachusetts in the Essex County Jail. Mm-hmm. The only way we can find that out, you know, just like in the state of New Hampshire, to find that out, I would have to call 10 county jails.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
Individually, yeah. And ask by name. And then, all right, are we going to continue and say, okay, New England's a small area. Maybe they're in Vermont. Maybe they're in Maine. Maybe they're in Massachusetts. I don't know how many counties there are in each one of those states, but that's a lot of phone calls.
Well,
to
have
find
Brandon
out.
Do it.
No, no. It is a good job for Brandon. It's simple. I don't think he'll probably fall asleep.
It's like make work.
Let's be honest.
All right, fine.
He'll probably just doze off and forget where he left off. That's a lot of money to be paying somebody.
Good point.
To keep doing it. Groundhog hate.
Operators are standing by. Yeah. And there's Brandon. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, still standing.
All right, so, well, yeah, I know. It points the flaw in the system, but congratulations.
Exactly, and that's how I look at it. It's a matter of just finding them, and, you know, the county didn't know that as well, so... letting them know they were able to lodge what's called a detainer. So once he's done with his Massachusetts criminal matters, then he'll be sent up to Rockingham County and to Manchester Police Department to clear up his two outstanding cases there. So it's a win. It's not the sexiest of wins that we have ever had, but
right.
It's a win nonetheless.
Yeah, a win is a win is a win.
That's it.
And then we had a 2018 fugitive that was featured, Mr. Arthur Hackett. He's a 55-year-old that was wanted on failure to register as a sex offender. He's required to register as a sex offender due to a prior conviction for aggravated felony of sexual assault. Obviously, we want to know where somebody like Mr. Hackett is,
mm-hmm.
Where he's living, where he's working, where going to school. You know, those are important things to know, especially with such a high recidivism rate. But he was tracked down by Salem Police Department over the weekend, and he was brought over to the Rockingham County Jail, and he's now taking care of his legal problems.
All right, so again, I will ask, is there any chance that he didn't know that he was supposed to do something, or he purposed...
Not a chance.
Okay.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of these cases, most of them, what happens is with the failure to register, especially in this case, it was several years ago that he committed this crime and was released and had registered consistently for multiple years and then decided, you know what, I'm tired of doing that. I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay.
Why should I be on this list? Why do people need to know where I am? I don't care. So, you know, after doing it for, you know, several years, they just, a lot of times they just say, screw the system. I don't want to do that. I don't want to participate. I don't want everybody to know I'm a sex offender.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the public does want to know, and they have a right to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so two down.
And let's work on number three, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
John Arthur Cathcart. And Mr. Cathcart's wanted on several outstanding warrants. They're all issued by Belknap County. He has a failure to appear on a felon in possession of a firearm. He has a failure to appear on several different kinds of narcotics. I think it was methamphetamine, fentanyl, and Suboxone. So he had three charges of that as well. Mr. Cathcart was last known to be living in Laconia, a pretty transient guy, so he moves around a lot. He is a white male, 55 years of age, 5 foot 10, 165 pounds. Has brown hair and blue eyes. In the photo, you'll see his blue eyes are pretty, they jump off the page. They're that blue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Has numerous tattoos, one on his left hand, on his chest, his back, upper right and left arms. On one side of his neck, he has the name Cassie, and I believe on the other side of his neck, he has another name, so that'll stand out as well, and another tattoo on his left calf. But we believe he's probably still in the Laconia area. Where he is as of today, we don't know. Like I said, he bounces around a lot, could be a couch surfer.
Mm-hmm.
And just hopefully somebody knows where he is, can give us a call. As always, in cases like this where it is felon in possession of a firearm, we are marking him up as armed and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The drug charge is known to abuse drugs, so he's going to be a little unstable. Definitely not somebody you want to approach, but give us a call.
Wow. Who's the case agent on this one?
Case agent on this is one of our task force officers. It's Scott Corbett. He's a special deputy U.S. Marshal assigned to the task force full time, and we work every day of the week with him. So, good guy.
All right.
He is
so,
a good guy.
It is John Arthur Cathcart, and last known address is in Laconia, where he has friends and associates throughout the area. So, if you're in that Belknap County area around the lake, and as Jeff said, the eyes pretty distinctive on John Arthur Cathcart, and you can call 225-1632 and say to Scott Corbett, hey, I think I saw the guy you're looking for. And again, you don't need to give your name. They're not going to drag you into court, and it's real simple. You can do it anonymously.
Great, and we'll post the picture later at 1077wtpl.com.
There you go. All right.
Perfect. And you can always, if you want to completely remain anonymous, you can always click on the link on the poster. It says web tip. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. We can go back and forth, communicate that way, or you can give us your phone number. We can talk to you in person, on the phone. Like they mentioned, doesn't need to go in any reports. This is not the crime of the century. It's just a matter of tracking down
sure.
Mr. Cathcart so he can take care of his issues. But hopefully somebody calls soon. And as always, we have operators standing by.
There you go. Brandon, 748. Jeff, stay well. And nobody, the U.S. Marshals succumbing to COVID-19?
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We are so healthy. We're trying to stay that way. I do have bad news. Brandon's going to do the show next week, so prep.
Just well, good for you.
I'm taking the day off.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I will too.
Okay.
You should both just. Just don't answer the phone.
I'll be here, Brandon. Don't worry about it.
All right, fine. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Jeff. Stay well.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, that's awesome.
749.
All right.